This is an Alert USA Threat Journal, Homeland Security Weekly Update for Saturday, April 27, 2024. This week in security news, as the war between Israel and Hamas rages on, pro-Palestine, anti-Israel demonstrations are sweeping college campuses across North America and Europe. While most of the protests have the public face of demanding that institutions cut financial ties with Israel and divest from Israeli companies, many have become alarmingly anti-Semitic. From chants of "From the River to the Sea" or "Globalize the Intifada" to demonstrators carrying posters calling for a quote-unquote final solution, Jewish students and faculty are under increasing threat, and many have been assaulted. The protests began last week when students took over the quad at Columbia University's Morningside Heights campus. Small tent cities, or what the students refer to as solidarity encampments, have since popped up at Yale, Harvard, USC, Berkeley, Ohio State, Emory, and others, with several involving clashes with police. This week alone, hundreds of protesters have been arrested. On Wednesday, Speaker of the House of Representatives Mike Johnson said there could come a time when the National Guard is needed to quell pro-Palestine protests at universities experiencing unrest. Quoting Speaker Johnson, "If this is not contained quickly, and if these threats and intimidation are not stopped, there is an appropriate time for the National Guard. We have to bring order to these campuses. We cannot allow this to happen around the country." Listeners are reminded that as with the BLM George Floyd demonstrations and riots of the last election cycle, the rapid spread of these protests is anything but organic. An article appearing this week in the New York Post lays out that many of the encampments and protests are coordinated by branches of an organization known as Students for Justice in Palestine. Another is known as the U.S. Campaign for Palestinian Rights. Each receives support from leftist nonprofits, ultimately funded by, among others, George Soros and the Open Society Foundation. This is an indicator that the protest actions are likely to continue in the run-up to the political conventions and the November election. Next up, listeners are reminded that four times in the last 5 weeks, FBI Director Christopher Wray has warned Congress and the general public regarding the threat of Islamic terrorism here in the homeland, as well as China's efforts to establish various means to strike civilian critical infrastructure, such as power, water, and telecommunications, at a time of their own choosing. Recent intelligence bulletins from the FBI and Department of Homeland Security express concern over the potential for terrorist activity at mass gatherings, such as sporting events, concert venues, or houses of worship. These concerns have only increased following calls by the Islamic State for attacks similar to the recent incident at the Crocus City Hall concert venue near Moscow, which killed 145 and injured more than 500. Combined with the increasingly violent pro-Palestine demonstrations across the U.S., American citizens are urged to maintain a high level of vigilance when out and about and to keep a finger on the pulse of what is happening in your local area. In travel security news, in addition to recent calls by the Islamic State for attacks targeting Christians and Jews in the U.S., Europe, and Israel, listeners are reminded there is also a U.S. State Department worldwide caution in effect, warning of the potential for terrorist attacks, demonstrations, or other violent actions against U.S. citizens and interests globally. The State Department is urging U.S. citizens who are anywhere outside of the country to exercise increased caution and to maintain a low profile, particularly in locations frequented by tourists, and to get registered with the U.S. Embassy or consulate in the country you are in or planning to visit. This is as simple as visiting the Smart Traveler Enrollment Program website at step.state.gov. Travelers may also find it highly useful to visit the equivalent websites of the Canadian, Australian, and UK governments to see what those nations have to say about your destination, as the content of security assessments can and do vary widely. Links to those foreign government sites can be found in the weekly Threat Journal email newsletter. If you are not a Threat Journal subscriber, simply visit threatjournal.com to sign up. The weekly publication is free, and a copy of this week's issue will be immediately sent to you via email. New subscribers also receive a powerful report titled Deadly Verses, 164 passages about jihad from the Quran. If you want to understand what drives the barbarism unleashed by Hamas in their October 7th attack on Israel, not to mention ongoing threat posed by Islamic State Al-Qaeda and the untold number of lone radicals around the world, this report brings tremendous clarity to the topic. The document also includes a primer on Islam, as well as clear explanations of their trilogy of holy books and Sharia law, a side-by-side comparison with Christianity on key religious doctrines, and much more. Visit threatjournal.com to sign up for the newsletter and to download your copy. If you would like to receive Homeland Security-related threat and incident alerts on your mobile device, such as those frequently mentioned in this podcast, visit alertsusa.com. AlertsUSA continues to monitor the overall domestic and international threat environment and will immediately notify service subscribers via SMS messages and email of breaking incidents of national significance, as well as any new alerts, warnings, or advisories impacting the overall threat picture for American citizens as events warrant. This has been an AlertsUSA Threat Journal, Homeland Security Weekly Update for Saturday, April 27th, 2024.